Good morning. What a great joy to welcome each and every one of you as we come together to celebrate the gifts and the blessings from Almighty God. So how many of you got to bed late last night because you watched a football game? Was that not a sad excuse for a game? Oh, but it's done. So I think that probably we all had the best seats with looking at the weather, sitting in the warmth of our homes, being able to pause and take a break when you wanted to and get back to it. So if I need to elevate some words every once in a while to snap you conscious so that you're back, I will understand that. So as we celebrate and worship the gifts and the blessings from Almighty God, may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbors.
Good morning. It's sometimes hard to get back after greeting everyone. We still have more coming in to worship. It's very good to see all of you today. And if you're visiting with us, we especially want to give you a warm welcome. Out in the Northex, there is a shepherd's crook near the entrance of the sanctuary, and it has a welcome packet there. And if you are visiting, please take some time to get that packet, and it gives you more information about our church. Also, you know who usually sits beside you every Sunday. We don't, if we're not sitting by that person, so please take time to check out the person who's missing and let them know that they're missed. And if they're ill or if there's another need, please let the minister know. We don't know that unless you tell us. Thank you. Also, be sure to stay after church today if you have time. It's only going to take about a half hour. Is that right, Diane?
Hopefully
about a half hour to unhang the greens. And as we all know, it's more fun to put up the Christmas decorations, but we sure put the taking them down on the back burner. I know I don't even want to think about it yet. So if you have some time, please stay so that the work can be completed quickly. Another announcement is that the Finance Committee is selling fruit this year as part of their fundraiser. Today is the last day to order your fruit. There will be a table out in the Northex after the service, and we encourage you to support this very important project. Also, there's a coffee hour today, and we all enjoy that. So take some time to go back into the lounge after church when you're taking down the greens, and then go back and have a treat. And it'll make your, pardon?
Or vice versa.
Also, a very important announcement concerning committees. In your bulletin today, there is a list of the different committee meetings for the week. Take notice of those. If you're on that committee, please make sure that you mark your calendars to attend. All activities in the church are handled by committees, not just one individual person. So we want to make sure that if you have a concern about anything in the church, that you talk to the committee people by coming to the meeting or by writing a note and putting it in the offering plate that would be taken then to that committee. Don't just go to one person and express your concern, particularly if it's during worship service. We want to try to keep our worship services what they are, and that is to worship the glory of God. So please take time to read this in the bulletin, and if you have a concern of anything about the worship services, place a note in the offering plate. Are there any questions regarding that? All right, Diane has an announcement.
Well, we're taking down the Christmas decorations, so that can only mean one thing. It's only just a couple of months before we have Living Last Supper. So I will be contacting the actors in the next week or so to make sure that everyone is still able to volunteer. Okay, I got a thumbs up over here. If you are a gentleman in our congregation who would like to take part, believe it or not, this is the 10th annual one this year. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We're in two digits. That's exciting. But if you would like to take part in acting, please let me know. And I have an urgent need for anyone, man or woman, to be coordinator for the costumes. You don't have to make them. We have all different sizes. And Nancy has done it for 9 years. She's not able to do it any longer. But she's left a minute book with what everything has to be done and when and who did it before. So you already have some possible volunteers. But I need someone desperately to take over that in the next week or two. Because believe it or not, we've got to get the costumes out and get them ironed now. So that they're ready for the beginning of Lent. So if you are able to volunteer for that, pray about it, let me know. Again, you don't have to be a seamstress or a gentleman. It doesn't preclude you doing it as well. It's more of making phone calls and making sure that things are where they need to be. So if you're able to help with that or anything else with Living Last Supper, please let me know, send me an email, or stick a note in my mailbox. Thank you.
Let us prepare our hearts and our minds to worship our Lord. Please stand for the call to worship. A voice comes from heaven and calls us beloved. A voice tells us we are precious in God's sight.
Our love, praise, and gratitude through the Spirit that blesses us in heaven.
Let us worship the one who calls from the water, the God of love and transformation. Our opening prayer, God of love, in this time of worship, help us hear you claim us as your own, as you call us beloved. Help us claim our own identity as precious and honored, even in the face of voices that tell us differently. As we reaffirm our baptism this day, remind us who we are and those who we are. Strengthen us to do your work in this world, transforming our fragmented communities into your beloved community, which Jesus preached and lived. Amen. Remain standing for the hymn of praise, number 139, Praise the Lord, the Almighty.
Be seated. And how's everyone doing today? Pretty good? Did you have a good week at school?
Yes.
Good week at home?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you play in the rain?
No.
No, it's pretty cold out. What are we missing here?
The candles.
The candles. Yes. And what else is missing? See, there's a little square right there where something usually sits. Have any idea what sits there? It's behind you. That big thing. Yeah. What's that big thing called? Do you have any idea?
Baptizer.
You're right. That's got the baptizer thing in it, huh? That's called the baptismal font. Big name for it. It's a thing that holds a dish with water in it. and see the, there's a little glass thing with water in it, and then there's a pitcher or there's a bowl in there. And later on, when I'm doing some readings, I'm going to pour that water in. Because guess whose baptism we're celebrating today?
Jesus's
and yours 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 and everybody else's out there and mine. We're celebrating everybody's baptism today. Yeah. When your mom and dad brought you here and the minister took hold of you and put some water on your head. Hopefully it was warm and you didn't cry.
Yeah.
You think it was cold? Yeah. That wouldn't be very nice, would it? Put ice cubes in it so it's really cold and makes the baby scream. No, that wouldn't be nice. No.
Cold water.
Cold water. Well, we make it warm water when we have babies. We try to remember warm water. But Jesus wasn't a little baby when he was baptized. And they didn't put just a little bit of water on his head. How old do you think Jesus was?
30.
You're right. He was about 30 years old. Just a little bit younger than me. A lot younger than me. Anybody here around the age of 30? Yeah. Yeah, so we might have a few. And they didn't just put water in the head. Jesus went into a river and John the Baptist dunked him clear under, pulled him back up, and baptized him. And then there were some neat things that happened. The Spirit of God came down upon Jesus like a dove and landed on him. Pretty white dove and landed on him. And then God spoke and people heard. And then Jesus began his ministry for about 3 years. And then we'll get to Lent and Holy Week on down the road. But today we celebrate our baptism and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and all the blessings that we get to do because of that. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God, we've got some disciples before us today. We've got disciples in your midst. And we pray that you might continue to bless us and use us all for great things within your church. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. You're collecting today for another, the same agency of last week that's in Pittsburgh, that where some boys and girls that just need some extra help.
That was beautiful. The harmony. I enjoyed your harmony. Thank you so much. Our responsive reading is on page 761. It's Psalm 29. Please follow along. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon a skip like a calf and sirloin like the young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl and strips the forests bare. In his temple all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as ruler forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of our tithes and God's offerings? Heavenly Father, you welcome us as sons and daughters through baptism in Christ. Your Holy Spirit lives in our hearts and burns away what is not pleasing to you. Just as Jesus turned to you in prayer, help us to seek your will continually. May our offerings support the work of the church, lifting up your hope and new life in our community. We dedicate ourselves to serving you through your beloved Son, Jesus. Amen.
Please be seated. We come now to remember individuals in prayer. If you turn on the back of our worship folder, there is a list of individuals there. Please continue to remember Allison in Westmoreland Hospital, where she continues to recuperate from the C-section and then a surgery that she had to have this week. She was looking better on Friday, and hopefully in the next couple days she will be getting home. Also have asked to remember Norma, who will be having open heart surgery on Tuesday. Also prayers for Richard. And then the Bittners have had a death in their family. We believe it's Iva Jean's mother, 104 years old. Yes. She just had her 104th birthday, I believe, in September, and she had a wonderful time celebrating with family, but yesterday afternoon, I guess, she has passed. So I'm not sure of any of the details that are going on there, but please continue to keep her family in your prayer. On the back of our worship folder, then, is that list of other individuals, those in our personal homes and rehab centers, those that we continually pray for, those on the month list, our service personnel, and then you see that Nicholas Kravick passed away this past week. He had a connection here through his wife some years back. Nicholas had been living in Atlanta, Georgia, with two of his daughters. And I had his services this past week. So continue to keep the Kravick family in your prayers as well. I'm sure that there's a multitude of things as well that we keep listed in our prayers, those situations that surround us in our families, our homes, and around the world as well. So let us continue. Oh, wait a minute. Anniversary. 65 years on Tuesday of, got to get a great joy in there some year. And now Wendell said that that's pretty good considering he's 68 and Sarah's what, 67. So childhood sweethearts for sure. And so congratulations to the two of you. So let us continue. As we unite our hearts and our spirits, our prayer hymn this morning, number 252, When Jesus Came to Jordan. Good morning, Lord. How wonderful it is to step inside the walls of your home and we experience your grace and your forgiveness. A love that seeks to hold on to us and will not let us go. We come this day, O God, to celebrate the baptism of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who is our teacher and our example, the one who lifts us up out of our daily lives and living, and seeks to change and transform, to remold us, so that we might become that servant, that disciple that you, O God, have created and intended for us to be. O God, how good it is to be with brothers and sisters. Those individuals known and unknown, but we know that our hearts, our minds, and our spirits are connected because of you. We pray, O God, for the mission and ministry of each family and individual that is represented here today. O God, we pray that we will faithfully serve you outside the walls of this building. Faithfully serve you out in the world, where we know how difficult at times it can be. For the world is not as welcoming and as graceful as you are. But we pray that the presence of Christ might boldly, brilliantly burn within the spirits of each and every one of us. And that we might have those words and seeds of your message planted upon our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and with a burning passion, live and share these words with the world. Oh God, we come this day mindful of situations where an intervention is needed. An intervention of your Spirit and your Holy Presence. The lives of individuals, O God, that are in hospitals, that are in rehab places, that are convalescing, those who are preparing for procedures and surgeries, O God, we pray for the healings of your people. We pray, O God, for the healings of relationships. We pray, O God, for healings where there is grief. Oh God, we pray for the healings of the nations. For we know that the tension and turmoil around the world is oh so great. We pray for your holy and healing presence, oh God, where there have been winds and waters and fires and shaking, where lives have been turned upside down. Oh God, we pray for your holy presence and for your comfort that is beyond our understanding and comprehension. Oh God, we pray that your presence will continue to bless each and every one of us in our calling as individuals and our calling as your church, that we will be your faithful servants to the world. Be it in our families, our neighborhoods, our places of work and play. Oh God, bless us that we might continue to be a blessing and share the good news with those around us. Oh God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke's Gospel, from the third chapter, beginning with verse 15. If you are able, I would invite you to stand. Luke writes these words for us. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts whether John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered them all by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the words of Luke, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives and living. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, give us a sense of peace and rest and comfort from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I remember growing up in our home when we were quite young and pre-even elementary school, our basement was one big concrete rectangle. Oh, in one corner the washer and dryer were, and the other area is where the garage was, and the car would come in, and then it was just wide open. And it was kind of nice in the wintertime when Dad was at work and the car wasn't there, we would ride around in circles on our tricycles. Well, then things began to change, and a wall was put in to divide the garage off in the car, and then a laundry room, and then, kind of a corner, and that corner had a big old shelf that, I just remember we weren't really to go there because it was full of all types of old paints and gook. Well, that later on, that junky corner became where the fireplace was built. And I remember when that fireplace was built and that old wall became a solid red brick wall with that fireplace, and we had to wait a while before we could burn our first fire in the fireplace. And I remember when that night came, my dad went out and got a little grill off an old charcoal grill, you know, one of those $2 round ones, and set it on a couple bricks and got some kindling wood, and that's what we burned for our first fire. Well, there's been 40 years, 50 years of fires in that room since then. Fires, they're attractive. How many of us love to either have a fireplace in our homes and to prop our feet up and to just enjoy the warmth, or when we're out camping and build that fireplace and just kind of stare into it and watch the embers and the flickering and enjoy that smell of the smoke every once in a while? I remember my dad built Leanna and I a fire. Well, she said to me, "Oh, I thought you were going to tell them that that led to our first kiss." Now I'm having a trip down memory lane. But that fire that my dad built and then left it to the two of us is what started us on the road of dating and our relationship. But, you know, Leanna would also tell you that fires are not always fascinating because, you know, it's coming up here on the anniversary of here in a few weeks where their whole house was burning and a raging fire when she was 12 years old. And she remembers being in school with her two younger sisters and to this day can tell you the name of that elderly churchwoman that came to get them out of school and how to this day she despises that woman. The three, Leanna and her two sisters, are lined up in the hallway and this woman looks at them and says, "Oh," and just fell to tears. And Leanna's first response is, "Are my mom and dad okay?" Because she thought they were all killed. They just lost everything. Their parsonage in Johnsonburg was on fire. And then to her mom and dad, can you believe it? Left them that night with church ladies because my mother-in-law decided to go into labor. Yeah. You've lost everything. I mean, literally everything. And Luana goes into labor. And that night, then, the fourth girl was born, and they called her Joy after Joy in the Morning. But I'm told with fires, there's an elite group of firefighters called smoke jumpers. They're the ones that go to those incredible hot spots, and they parachute in. And they have some incredible skills at fighting fires. But it's also an incredibly risky job. And they don't always come out alive. And there are stories where they've lined up along a ridge in Colorado. This was Storm Mountain in Colorado years ago. And the fire was in the bottom of the hill and the wind decided to change and its speed changed. And fire has that odd ability that it's probably the only thing that goes uphill faster than it does downhill. You and I run faster downhill than we do uphill, as does all, probably most of life. And as these men were trying to get away from this fire as it was coming up the hillside, they just couldn't escape. And so they did what they're trained to do. They got out those emergency blankets and got covered. But it was too much for a group of them, and they found them later on under those foil emergency blankets, but they had perished. A similar disaster happened in another hillside with the smoke jumpers, a remote area of Montana. It was years previous to this, but an interesting thing occurred out of this event. 12 men lost their lives when the wind also whipped up a small fire and it began to roar up the hillside. And a group of men, knowing that they could not outrun it, began to search for what they could do. And the leader of the group, they all thought he was nuts and crazy, he started a fire. And it burned the opposite direction towards the raging fire. And he tried to get his group of men to come with him, but they thought he was crazy, and only about four who were able to get into the already burned out area were able to live and to survive. That so-called second started fire was what has now been called a safety fire. Sometimes we realize that fighting fire with fire is the way to go. Fighting fire with fire, most of us would never dream of doing such a thing. We think that fire is something that you get rid of by shooting it with water or throwing dirt on it or salt or baking soda or the fire extinguisher. But sometimes when those flames are life-threatening and lashing out at our heels, the only survival strategy is to fight fire with fire. Today's gospel lesson from Luke demonstrates that at the very start of Jesus' ministry, we have him when he's born. We have him when he's a couple years old, when the wise men come. We know the stories when he's 12 years old and lost in the temple. And then from 12 to 30, we have that silent time. But as his big opening event today, the celebration of his baptism, images of both tragedy and triumph are present. Coming Messiah is portrayed by John the Baptist as one who will experience an unquenchable fire. But there's also another fire burning in the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ. The words spoken by that heavenly voice at the time that Jesus was in prayer after his baptism, when that voice said, "This is my beloved." And we're reminded of words from Isaiah that refer to Jesus as the suffering servant. But in suffering, there's also that power and that holy presence of that unquenchable fire. A bruised reed he will not break. A dimly lit burning wick he will not quench. There's only one force powerful enough to snuff out those firestorms that are overwhelming the world today. And that's the fire of a life that is sent ablaze by God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yielding our, excuse me. Yielding our lives to Jesus Christ and becoming disciples sets ablaze within the presence of each and every one of us an unquenchable fire through the power and the presence of God's Holy Spirit. And that, my friends, is the way then that we are enabled as God's church, as God's disciples, to fight the fires that surround us in our daily lives and living within the world of disease and death and destruction. Those who are touched by this holy presence of Almighty God are called then in our mission and ministry to be fired up for the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ. When we catch hold of the fire, when we allow the fire of Christ to catch hold of us, we are called to be disciples every single day that fight the fires within the world, the fires of faith. It is our hope and prayer that we will set the world on fire for justice and peace and hope, compassion, grace, forgiveness, and truth. As we come together and celebrate this baptism of Jesus Christ and our baptisms as well, may we feel that presence of Christ once again in our hearts, our minds, and in our spirits. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the teachings in Luke's gospel for us this day. The presence of this Holy One is, always has been, and always will be in our midst. Oh God, we pray that His presence might burn within each and every one of us, that we might be faithful servants and disciples to the world. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. I would invite you to turn in your hymnals to the baptismal covenant found on page 50. It's a baptismal covenant for a congregational reaffirmation of our covenant baptism. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are incorporated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation, and we are given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. And so on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? And according to the grace that God has given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives to the world? And so let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of the Father.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters, and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those in the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Help us, mercy,
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John, anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins. You clothe us with righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. I would invite you during the singing of the last hymn or after the worship service to come up and touch the water and to remember your baptism and the grace and forgiveness that is offered to you, and the calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Let us rejoice in the fullness of our covenant God. We give thanks for all that God has already given us as members of the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we will faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the cleansing power of water. It washes us on a daily basis. It nourishes us as we drink it. But this day we are reminded that it marks us as a disciple of yours, of one who is willing to serve you every single day. O God, may your presence rest upon us as we seek faithfully to be your servants and disciples out in the world. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn together. Gracious and loving God, we pray that the power of your presence will rest upon each and every one of us, set our hearts aflame, burning boldly and brilliantly for the causes of your kingdom. Send us, bless us, inspire us, O God, for we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.